on Sunday, and that is one Ja'Marr Chase.
Yeah, stop talking.
Ja'Marr Chase was talking to the media yesterday, and we just had Ben Baby on, who covers the Bengals there for ESPN, and he did acknowledge that in some of the media availability, Ja'Marr Chase gave a lot of credit to Steve Spagnuolo. That is very true. He said, hey, he's one of the better defensive coordinators in scheming up things against us. So he gave them credit. But I don't know how you can utter the words I'm about to play and actually believe them, considering the circumstance we are in. This is what Ja'Marr Chase had to say about Cincinnati standing in the AFC.
We are the team to be in the AFC, and we know it, and we got to act like it. And we got to play like it, too.
Mm-hmm. So,
look. I'm sorry. Did he say they're the team to beat in the AFC? He didn't say, wait, hold on. Let me hear it again. I want to make sure he didn't say North.
We are the team to beat in the AFC, and we know it.
Mm-hmm. I don't actually think AFC North is a fair answer either, but that's beyond the point.
So, look, you can be confident. You should be confident. You're an NFL player. If you're not confident in your own ability, you're already kind of screwed. So nobody's saying that Ja'Marr Chase should be saying we suck and we can't win. That would be stupid, and that's not how this works.
Yeah, I wouldn't recommend that.
That's not how this works. You can say we think we're one of the better teams in the AFC and we're not playing like it. We need to play like it. I hear that all the time. Makes sense. But the week after you just lost to New England, to Jacoby Brissett, that your offense barely could score any points, the week now you're going up against the team that has won back-to-back championships, that has beat you two times in a row, for you to say you are the team to beat in the AFC, you are an unserious person. I cannot take you serious. You are out of your damn mind. It's not just confidence. It is stupidity.
It's just factually inaccurate. And before we do the, like, well, you got to have confidence in yourself. No one's going to say nice, you know, like Alex's mom probably tells him he's the best radio host in the whole country.
No, she says you are, I think.
That's nice.
Yeah.
Thanks. I actually agree with her on that one.
Yeah.
there's a part of delusion in which it doesn't have to be true. You can tell me you think I'm really nice at my job. My dad tells me that. He does not tell me he thinks I'm the finest radio host in the country because it's not true. Like, the part of it is we're the team to beat in the AFC. Win. And I'm not even kidding. Like win ever. Maybe for that, I don't know, 4 month off season after you were the representative of the AFC 2 years ago. And I want to mention how long 2 years is in the NFL a lot of times.
Sure.
Maybe for that, I don't know, until you were 0-2 to start the next year. And then the Chiefs were the team to beat once again in the AFC. When you're in the middle of a dynasty, you cannot say that. What you have to say, if you want to be confident in us, is we think we're just as good as that team. And we're going to prove it on Sunday. There's nothing wrong with that sentence. Saying we're the team to beat in the AFC is delusional.
The time and place.
And he can't help himself. He just can't help himself. He kept quiet for five whole days, and then Thursday rolled around, and he couldn't help it anymore. Had to start firing off some shots.
Time and place. It's just like you can't say it after you just lost to New England, and you're playing the team that has dominated the NFL for the last two seasons. Come and get your guy, Drew. Come and get your guy. He's embarrassing you guys. I know you are a very intelligent, smart football fan that recognizes how the league works and everything. Your guy out here is making you guys look silly.
Yeah, but I don't have a problem with him saying it, though, because if the Royals had just lost to the White Sox and they were in the race against the Yankees and Bobby Witt said, we're the team to beat in the AL, that's fine. That's good.
That's not that different. Those are way different.
No, it's
let him finish.
Alex used this exact scenario in the bullpen. I'm using the example. If the Royals right now, Bobby Witt could say right now, and I know that they're in the push for the playoffs. I know that they're in the conversation for the division. Bobby Witt could come out and say today, right now,
today,
the Royals are the team to beat in the AL, and I actually wouldn't have a problem with it.
I actually kind of would, because that's the Astros.
But that's the mindset, I think, because if you don't have that mindset, and this is what I said on Fesco and Dusty earlier, if you don't have that mindset, then you're the Ravens, or you're the Bills, and you're never going to win anything that matters the most against Patrick Mahomes.
Okay, so,
because to me, you can have confidence all you want to and say that you have confidence all you want, but as soon as Lamar Jackson says that Patrick Mahomes is his kryptonite, you've lost that battle.
That's not a something
to
I,
me,
if I was.
I think it was more of a call to action, guys, than anything else, because in the locker room, they just came off of an awful loss, as you mentioned. They sucked.
True.
They looked terrible. somebody had to call people out. Somebody had to try to say, hey, guys, let's go and figure it out because we know that we can be this team that beats the Chiefs. We've done it before. Yeah. We can go to the Super Bowl. We can be the best team in the AFC. We need to act like it. We need to play like it.
So the Royals comparison, I could not disagree more.
If Bobby Witt said that today, you guys would have a problem with it.
The reason why I could not disagree more, again, the context in the way the league is set up matters. Number one, part of the equivalent, if you want to use the Royals, would be if they had just lost eight in a row, which they did, and then the very next day, Bobby Witt Jr. said they were the team to beat. That would be foolish. So that's the first part, which is what is happening now. The Patriots just beat Cincinnati. The other part is in the American League and in baseball, nobody has won back-to-back championships and are playing that team.
Correct.
That's the difference. So the Royals comparison, I could not disagree more. It's not the same circumstance. You can't have the worst loss of the young NFL season and 5 days later play the team that has owned said league, that is going for history, that has beat you twice in a row, and then make that statement out loud and be a serious person.
So if CJ Stroud said this, you would have a problem with it as well.
Yes, of course I would. So let me be very clear on something, Drew, because this is a good time to discuss this because what we're talking about. We have given Joe Burrow way too much credit for being different than Lamar Jackson and Josh Allen because Patrick Mahomes played one bad half of football. I want to be very clear. Joe Burrow did not win that game against Kansas City. Patrick Mahomes played the single worst playoff half of football he's ever played in a game. And because of that, we want to pretend like, well, Joe Burrow's above it. He doesn't slum down with those guys like the Bills and the Ravens who have never gotten past the Chiefs. It's one game in the entirety of the career while he's been running shot on the entire AFC. We have let that warp our mind to think that he's not in the same boat as Lamar Jackson and Josh Allen, as in Patrick Mahomes is they're all their daddy. They're the triplets who can't get past Mahomes all the same. One half of one game, he got past him one time.
He beat him three times.
He has no titles and no MVPs. He doesn't even win his division every year while Patrick Mahomes stacks titles. He's in the same spot as Josh Allen and Lamar Jackson.
So you're saying the Chiefs would win the division. They would have won the division however many straight times if they were in the AFC North.
Yes.
No.
Yes. I'm 100% confident of that fact.
No. No.
That's irrelevant to this conversation. I kind of disagree with that statement, but that doesn't change what we're discussing here. I think you might have went a little too far on that part.
Disagree.
But
it's not a fact of what Jamar Chase said it. But yes. if Bobby Witt said it, I don't have a problem.
Bobby Witt Jr. would not say it. I think that's also the difference of who the person is.
I know, but the context of them saying it, I don't have a problem with it because you should believe that. Otherwise, you shouldn't be, as an athlete, I don't think they can look at good pass or bad pass, what has happened the past couple years ago. Uh-huh. What are the expectations for this year? We just got our ass kicked by the New England Patriots and we didn't do anything. Mm-hmm. That's why I think it's more of a
we got to play better. We got to play like we're one of the best teams in the league. That's standard stuff.
And he said that, but he said it.
He said they're the team to beat in the AFC.
I understand that, but you have to have that mindset. You have to think that you are the top dog. Otherwise, you're never going to get there. If you don't have enough confidence in yourself to get it done. Lamar Jackson has already admitted that his kryptonite is Patrick Mahomes.
Yeah.
You've already kind of put yourself second in that regard. Josh Allen, I don't know what... I mean, there's a lot of respect there.
I take Lamar Jackson more seriously than I take Jamar Chase. He's not a serious person
But Josh Allen, I think, when he steps on the field of Patrick Mahomes, he thinks he is the better quarterback. He thinks he is the best quarterback in the NFL. He might just not say it. Where Jamar Chase saying this, I think I have no problem with Jamar Chase saying it. The problem that I have more in terms of trash talk this week is what Cam Taylor-Britt said.
Well, that was not smart either.
You can't be a part of the problem of your team and be talking. Jamar Chase is a top five wide receiver. If I don't have a problem with top five guys in their position saying that they're the best and saying that they're the team to beat, it doesn't bother me. It wouldn't, no matter who it is.
Look, I'm not expecting you to throw the team that you love under the bus. I get it. You're a Cincinnati fan. You've been a Cincy fan your entire life. So I'm not expecting you to say that Cincinnati is all delusional, all that. But man, oh man, I'm just from the non-Cincy side, and obviously we're in Kansas City. I recognize that, but I mean, I listen. Scott Van Pelt played the very clip I played second ago, and he's neutral in this whole thing. And he was like, "What the hell is Jamar Chase even like? How can you even say that? Like, this is not just a KC versus Cincinnati thing. There's nobody that can hear what Jamar said and not think he is out of his damn mind.
We are the team to be in the AFC."
after losing to New England a year ago or a week ago and losing two straight to Kansas City for the dynasty. It's crazy. I can't take him seriously.
We'll table it until Monday.
Cody.
Yes?
2021, the Bengals beat the Chiefs. They go to the Super Bowl. If Patrick Mahomes would have said from week one the next season, the Bengals beat them and the Chiefs lost. If Patrick Mahomes would have said, we're the team to beat in the AFC,
that would
everybody's
got to
come through us.
That would have been a foolish thing to say.
It would not have.
Although, to be clear, it would have been significantly less foolish than Jamar Chase saying it now. Because at that time, Cincinnati would have been a team who had been to one Super Bowl and one Jack. And Patrick Mahomes would still be a Super Bowl champion an MVP. It's not the same.
It's in the same conversation of the Chiefs technically, yes, are the team to beat. But technically, whether you won a Super Bowl or not, the Bengals had beaten the Chiefs. And you could say the Bengals were the team to beat because they had just won the AFC. That to me, you cannot look back 3 years and say, well, they won it that year, so they're still the team to beat.
The middle of a dynasty.
I understand that.
Those aren't even comparable. I wouldn't have suggested Patrick Mahomes say it then, but those aren't even on the same planet. They're in the middle of winning three Super Bowls in five years.
It's comparable for us. We like to compare it. If you are Patrick Mahomes doesn't care that they won a Super Bowl. He doesn't care that they won a Super Bowl last year. If you asked him, it doesn't matter. It's this game. It's this season. It doesn't.
Sure.
To an athlete, I don't think it doesn't matter what happened previously. It's a great topic for us to talk about, and it's a great conversation of them being in a dynasty. They don't even recognize the dynasty because they're too in it.
Yes,
Jamar Chase is not true.
The team has absolutely ignored. I mean, the minute they were on the field in Vegas celebrating, Chris Jones said, "We got to go for the three-peat." I mean, to act like they don't acknowledge a dynasty. Travis Kelce at the Super Bowl parade, Drew, a year ago. 2 years ago, I can't remember which one. They've had a lot of parades here in Kansas City. One of those parade celebrations.
Again, we're in the middle of the season. It doesn't matter.
He said that we've been a dynasty. You haven't been paying attention. So you cannot come here and tell me that the team doesn't recognize they're a dynasty and acknowledge that. They do, man.
But it doesn't matter. But it doesn't matter for this conversation.
We'll revisit this, I'm sure. Later on tonight, Rob Collins is going to join us in studio for the fan club. I could use a drink right now. I don't need to wait till 1 o'clock. Can we get?
I've got some in the cooler. It's fine.
We'll get to that.
You guys are crazy.
I think your wide receiver. I think your wide receiver, Mr. Jamar Chase.